Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Thursday morning to you. It's steamy hot out there, and we're going to try to cool you off with some good sports talk here over the next 4 hours. I'm Ron Cook, my partner Joe Starkey off this week. He have today off tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. So it's just me talking sports with you in the next 4 hours. Got some great guests lined up. Going to talk to some people about Pitt football, about the hockey bubble in Toronto. We got Joe Gordon, a former Steelers PR man, a terrific PR man, coming up at 11 o'clock to talk about Three Rivers Stadium. We got an author of a new book out on Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid. Got that coming for you. So we got a lot planned in the next 4 hours. A lot to talk about. It's always fun when you join the conversation, and hopefully you'll pick up the phone at the appropriate time and offer your opinions here because they are very valued. As we do every day, we start off the show with our top eight topics, give you a little hint at what might be ahead. And the first few are about the NFL. More news coming out on Myles Garrett's record contract extension with the Cleveland Browns. This is number eight, our topic. 5 years, $125 million. It turns out $100 million of that is guaranteed, the largest guarantee ever for an NFL defensive player. And I saw Garrett tweeted something out. It looked like I thought he was signing a contract. He was at a table signing something. He actually was writing something. He signed it and pushed it across the table for the cameras to look at. And it said, quote, Cleveland, keep betting on us. World, keep betting against us. So Myles Garrett, I guess, throwing down the gauntlet. He's ready to go after this new contract. Man, he's come a long way since that November night when he clubbed Mason Rudolph over the head with his helmet, got suspended for 6 games. A lot of people wanted him suspended forever. And now he signs a 5-year, $125 million deal. Wow. All right, number seven, mixed action on the deadline yesterday for NFL players who had been franchise tagged to sign. Bud Dupree of the Steelers did not do a long-term deal, so he's going to play this year either under an outside linebacker tag at $15.8 million, which is what he signed and agreed to, or as a defensive end tag, which he is filing a grievance to get. That would be an extra $2 million bucks, about $17.8 million. Either way, Bud Dupree is going to do pretty well. But he did not get a long-term deal with the Steelers, nor was one expected. Dak Prescott, the biggest name not to get a long-term deal, the quarterback of the Cowboys, going to play under his tag 1 year, $31.4 million. The best running back that was up for a tag, Derrick Henry, did manage to do a deal with Tennessee, 4 years, $50 million. So instead of playing for like $10 million this year, he's going to get 12.5 on average for the next 4 years. That still makes him only the fifth highest paid running back in the league. And based on what I saw in the postseason, he is an incredible bargain for the Tennessee Titans at that price. Number six, the NFL and NFLPA negotiations ongoing. I don't know if anything official was scheduled today, but a lot of people were expecting them to meet today. Still a lot of ground to cover. I asked this question yesterday. why do these two sides wait to the last minute, the 11th hour, to come up with a plan? I have no idea. But there's a lot of stuff to go over. You know, testing, players want tested every day. Owners want less. Players want no exhibition games. Teams want two. There's a lot of discussion over financial terms for opting out. What do you get paid if you have a medical condition that puts you at extra risk with COVID? What do you get paid if you don't want to play because of your family has somebody with a special risk in it? So there's terms for opting out that has to be discussed. The players do not want the salary cap next year to go down. They want it to stay the same in 2021, despite COVID's financial devastation on all sports. We did see the NHL manage to do a new agreement with its players where its salary cap is staying flat for next year. But the NFL, we'll see how that works out with them. And another big topic is the league wants to classify COVID as a non-football injury. So if a player comes to training camp, gets COVID, and the team puts them on a non-football injury list, they don't have to pay them. And the players are saying, oh, no, if we show up, we get COVID, you're going to pay us. So there's still a lot of topics to be determined, and now there's fear about training camps opening on time because of shutdowns in California already, Texas, Arizona, Florida. We saw a pretty major step back here in Pennsylvania yesterday. You know, what happens in California if the Rams and the 49ers can't report to training camp? Earlier, both the players and Players Association had agreed that if one camp can't open on time, none is going to open. So I'm really wondering how they're going to open up training camp at the start of the season. Number five, there was a race last night with a crowd. Do you believe it? NASCAR's All-Star Race in Bristol, Tennessee at the Bristol Motor Speedway. 20,000 people. I guess they were going to allow in 30, but they got a crowd of like 20,000 last night. The largest gathering since COVID. Chase Elliott appropriately won that race. He's been voted NASCAR's most popular driver. So 20,000 people at NASCAR. It looked like they were able to social distance at least a little bit. We'll see how it goes. We'll see if there's any outbreak of cases of COVID down there because of this. But this was hope for getting some fans back into games. Number four, we've been following the story of Elena Del Don, the Washington Mystics WNBA MVP player. She has Lyme's disease. I think she tweeted out she has to take 64 pills a day. And she applied for an exemption to not have to play this season, because she's at extra risk for COVID. And the league and the Players Association had a panel with three doctors who said, no, that isn't on the list of making you extra dangerous, extra susceptible to COVID. So they said, you either play or you don't get paid. Well, the Washington Mystics management stepped up and said that Elena Del Don will be paid no matter what, whether she plays or doesn't play this season. And they said that that was never really an issue, but she had made it one, her and her agent. All right, that's number four. Let's go to number three. What's a little summer heat wave? It's 91 out there today. Without a little college basketball talk, Joe Lenardi's Bracketology, the latest one, is out. For next year's tournament, there's already some fear among some people that there will be a delay for next year's tournament because of the virus. In any case, Lenardi has Virginia, Baylor, Gonzaga, and Villanova as his number one seeds. He has West Virginia as a number three seed. And I looked at the brackets. No Pitt, no Duquesne, no Robert Morris. But, hey, it's July 16th. I guess there's no real rush for that. Number two, Gregory Polanco missing from Pirates camp last 2 days. I had Derek Shelton on yesterday, who was just raving about the work Polanco's put in and how his shoulder looks good and he's swinging the bat well. Well, now, for mysterious reasons, and everyone can speculate that it's COVID, that he hasn't been around the last 2 days. Shelton asked about that last night, had no comment really other than to say he's not here. He becomes the third Pirate now to be missing from camp, Keona Kella and Ke'Bryan Hayes. Shelton told me yesterday that both those guys still are not around. And you got to figure at this point, it's getting past the time where Kelly's going to have a chance to close the games. If he's not with the team yet, their opener is just 1 week from tomorrow night. So a little distressing news from the Pirates, no Polanco. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. And number one, July 16th, 1970, 50 years ago, Three Rivers Stadium opened. I got a lot of memories of that. I'm sure you got a lot of memories of that. I wasn't at the final baseball game. I was in Jacksonville with the Steelers. I was at the final football game. The Steelers and beat Washington 24-3. Got some memories of Three Rivers. Going to get your memories as well. And going to talk to Joe Gordon at 11 o'clock, the longtime Steelers PR guy. I'm going to get him to tell the amazing story of what happened in the press box after Franco's immaculate reception. So that coming up at 11 o'clock. We are just getting started. It's going to be a lot of fun today. I love talking sports with you. Hopefully you'll pick up the phone and join the conversation. I really appreciate you being here listening, and there's a lot of choices on your radio dial. I'm thrilled you have it tuned in to Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.